part of the country is suffering some terrible weather.
Heavy rains and floods have killed at least 5 people in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. Kate Archer-Kent is a news producer at Red River Radio in Shreveport, Louisiana. Kate, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So first of all, can you give us an update? What's it like in Shreveport today?
The rain continues to come down. I'm looking at the studio here, and it just hasn't stopped. The system, though, is starting to move out of the area. These storms are moving eastward toward northeast Louisiana. I'm in the northwest corner of Louisiana. But meanwhile, North Louisiana has just been hammered over the past couple days. These flash flood warnings still in effect. People are sandbagging like crazy. National Guard has been called up. Barksdale Air Force Base is here, and dozens of airmen are out sandbagging. However, subdivisions one by one are being called under for mandatory evacuations. So you've got thousands of people who are displaced and trying to just hope that these levees hold.
Well, so let me ask you about that. The evacuation orders are still in effect then. Do we have any sense as to when people may be able to return to their homes?
There's really no idea because the rain continues. Mm-hmm. And as these tributaries fill up, that's when it gets really scary because, you know, there are homes and businesses on the other side of levees. So as soon as the system starts to push away, then that type of cleanup can begin. But right now, you know, friends and neighbors and everyone is just pitching in, trying to hold the water off. And local officials and the governor as well calling a state of emergency and trying to really get people prepared and out of harm's way. But you've seen lots and lots of high water rescues, stranded families, stranded animals who have been rescued from their homes. We've not seen water like this, and it just keeps coming down.
Wow. Okay. Well, so I'm reading that, for example, the city has given out more than 8,000 sandbags. You were talking about people sandbagging like crazy a little bit earlier to help hold back the water as much as possible. And with the state of emergency declared, is there out of state help coming in?
We don't know about that yet. The governor, John Bel Edwards, is going to be touring the area if the weather holds today. We'll be touring North Louisiana, Shreveport-Bossier area, and then heading over to Monroe, northeast Louisiana. We have not heard yet, of course, about what aid will be coming to these people this way. However, right now, the focus is still on the emergency at hand.
Right. So you've mentioned a couple times the thing that I'm sure so many people are concerned about, and that is, are the levees going to hold?
Yes.
Are there any particular levees, any particular places where there's more concern than others?
Yes, there is one particular levee right near Interstate 20, a major corridor across the south. It's called the Red Chute Levee, and it is expected to be topped today. That means that there will be certain flooding through many, many homes and subdivisions. Once this particular bayou is overtopped, you know, the water just starts coming and there's not much people can do at that point, although sandbags are really helping.
Yeah.
And that is why we've seen so many thousands of homes and subdivisions evacuated around that particular bayou because it is so close to overtopping.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Kate, that's the update from Shreveport. What about in other parts of the state? I mean, I was seeing officials giving out warnings for people in New Orleans to stay away from flooded areas. How bad is it elsewhere?
Yeah, it's bad in North Louisiana, but South Louisiana, you know, high water rescues are going on right now in Tangipahoa Parish. 200 people have been rescued from their homes near Hammond, which is just about an hour from New Orleans. So all of southeast Louisiana is under a flash flood watch as these bands of heavy rain move over the area. These systems are now spreading into parts of Alabama, where Alabama is now predicting nearly 6 inches of rain could fall by early Sunday in the Mobile area. You're seeing these storms moving into Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi as well. So South Central U.S. being just pummeled.
Well, Kate Archer-Kent is a news producer at Red River Radio in Shreveport, Louisiana. Kate, thank you so much and stay safe.
You're welcome. Thank you.